The halacha is that before Shavuos we read Bruchot Kosai. Normally, we read Bruchot Kosai in Bamidbar, Shavuos, and Noso. This year, in Eretz Yisrael, unusual, we read Noso before Shavuos. But there's a halacha that before Shavuos, we have to read Bruchot Kosai. And even when there was a minig in Eretz Yisrael, a long time ago, to read the Torah every 3 years, and they didn't have the Seder of Parshas that we have today, but before Shavuos, they had to read Bruchot Kosai. Why? Shavuos is a time of Kabbalah HaTorah. It's not only a remembrance of Kabbalah HaTorah of 3,500 years ago. Every year we makabel the Torah again. And before we makabel the Torah, you have to understand, Kabbalah HaTorah has the gravest consequences to it. Torah is not a good idea, a very good idea, an inspiring thing, the most wonderful thing in the world. That's true. But Kabbalah HaTorah means we made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I mentioned last week, making a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be his Mamleches Kohanim with Goy Kadosh. We're going to be his representatives in the world. He's going to treat us specially. But that comes with a price. We have an obligation to him. And that Krisis Bris says, it's brachos and klolos. Potential for up in the same time as the potential for down. The greater the potential for bracha, if we keep the bris, on the other hand, there's a greater potential for klolos if we don't keep the bris. And pasuk says, and pasuk is very clear, when we see disaster happening to Klal Yisrael, you can give all sorts of varying explanations. And those varying explanations are interesting. Economic reasons. Why is it that the state of Israel has been able to survive for 74 years when it's surrounded by vicious, surrounded from the outside and even from the inside, vicious enemies? You could say, we have the strongest army in the world. It's one of the strongest armies in the world. In fact, Russia believed, if you read all the stories, Russia had the second strongest army of the world. You believe it all. And therefore, they're going to invade Ukraine and take it over in 2-3 days. It's all finished. So don't believe everything you read. Israel has one of the strongest armies in the world. Realize it hasn't won a war since 1967. It's a long time. It's 45 years since it last won a war. So how does it survive? So if you believe economic, there's a lot of things. But the Rambam writes, based on this week's parsha, that if you see disaster coming to Klal Yisrael, to Tzibur, Rama writes like this. Mitzvah Esei Min HaTorah Hilchas Taniyos. Mitzvah Esei Min HaTorah. Lizo Kol Hariyah V'chatzotu Al Kol Tzorah Shetovo Al HaTzibur. Whenever there's a Tzorah coming to the Tzibur, we have to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, quotes the Pesuk. Kagon Batzores, it's a drought. Dever, an illness. arba, locus, yodven, zaku, alehem, vahariya. Vadova zeh, midarke hachuva. That means if we see a tzara coming to a tzibor, we have to realize it didn't just happen. If there's a drought, so then that drought is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that drought to be here. And it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's war, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. If there's a locust plague, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. If there's corona, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. So, and if it's disaster, we have to take it as a sign of punishment, which result of chet. It didn't just happen. If Hitler destroyed 6 million Jews, it didn't just happen with all the theoretical things. No. It happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Nothing in this world happens unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. Yeah. And people will know. You have to do it publicly. Why people should know? Shebeglau ma'aseyim haroim hura lohem. That means if a disaster happens to Klal Yisrael, then we have to understand it's happening because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting that way because of our averus. And if you do it publicly, people wake up and they'll change. How many people changed when 2 years ago one of the greatest plagues happened to the world? If they don't scream, and they don't blow chat, what are they going to say? You know what they're going to say? Minhag ha'olam. There was a laboratory in China, in Wuhan, and there was a virus, and it's a this, and it's a this, and it's a whole thing. And so you have to understand the economics, the this, all the things. Minhag ha'olam, yiralana. Tzoras u'nikra mikras, it happened. Harazeh derech achzorius. This is cruelty. Why is it cruel? If people don't change, it's going to keep going and get worse. And one catastrophe will bring the other. And he quotes this week's parsha of Halachta Mimikeri. Halachti Imochem Bachamas Keri. So if Klal Yisrael is doing a certain aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a tzara to Klal Yisrael. And then they begin with the whole analysis where it's coming from. So, A, they're going to continue the aveira, and B, they're denying the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that's Hamas Keri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing him for the Keri. Bitochen means understanding. Anything and everything that happens in this world happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it happen. Nothing happens. And whether that is under the Yochid, on the Tzibor, on the entire world. We say, in Zichronos, V'amadinos bo ye yomar, ezo l'achero ve'ezo l'ashalom, brios bo ye pokedu l'haskirim lav, they are two separate dinim. There's a din on a tzibor. Medinos bo yom, every tzibor has a din on it. Ubrios bo yipokedu, and this is a din on the yochid. And the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva writes, there are three dinim. Sometimes a tzara will happen to the entire world. And what happens to the entire world, there's an aveira that is pervasive in the entire world. Sometimes it happens to a specific tzibor. It means an aveira that's pervasive to the tzibor. Sometimes it happens to a yochid. And each one, whenever that disaster happens, whenever that problem happens, there has to be introspection. And that is this week's parsha. Klomar she'ovi alechem tzorah kadesha toshuvu em tomruhu shukari. She'osif lochem chamas oso keri. I will bring to you a punishment for that very statement that I'm not running the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wakes us up, I'm running the world. And I remember 2 years ago, you know, when all of a sudden Corona hit, I kept reading this. And I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's turning the world upside down. We have to wake up. And as Corona seems to be receding, all of a sudden we have one consequence of Corona and something else that happened. Society in the Western world has totally collapsed, polarized beyond description what happens in the United States. But all of a sudden there's something the Gemara in Sota talks about. So in Bias HaGoel there'll be plenty. Usually the more plenty there is and the more abundance there is, prices go down. But there's going to be an insane thing happen. There's tremendous abundance and all of a sudden prices go up. So what are we faced with? We're faced with a very strange situation. The world's unbelievable abundance. All of a sudden there's an insane war. Russia, Ukraine, and prices. Because of all sorts of things, the supply chain crisis, the war in Ukraine, prices going through the ceiling. Why? So, well, you can give all the lumbers for it. Well, there's this madman there in the Kremlin. He's this. He's that. Ram says, you missed the point. You missed the point. If something's happening in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using all these forces to make sure that it happens. It's called Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis to the Yochid, to the Tzibor, and to the entire world. That is the first thing that this parsha is all about. The Tochacha. And before we begin preparing, and while we're beginning preparing for Kabbalah HaTorah, we have to know, Enochanami, there's a world out there, but there's a very special group of people in this world, that's Klal Yisrael. And we made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We accepted it with the idea that there are brachos and there are klalos. So however HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world, that's one way he looks at the world. But then he looks at us. And we made a bris. And before we Kabbalah HaTorah, we have to understand the grave consequences to Kabbalah HaTorah. Now the parsha begins in a very interesting way. Parsha begins in B'chukot Saiteleich. So, if one would have just a simple view of the Torah, means you keep the chukim, so say tishmoru, asisim osim, so what is it tripling up? Every word in the Torah means something. Every letter in the word in the Torah means something. So Rashi says, yochul zekim hamitzis, shomer smitzol say tishmoru, rekim hamitzis omo, mani mekayim, and the Torah here presents two versions of what can happen to Klal Yisrael society. If you're Omel Batorah, and it goes step by step by step by step, and at the end, what does it say? Nasati Mishkani Basocha, the Beit Hamikdash will come back. Salachti Basochacha, says Rashi, Atayu Ischem began Eden, Keachem Mekem. We're going to go back to the situation of Adam and Chava before the Chet, when they had this familial relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would walk with, he said, walk with them and schmooze with them in Gan Eden. But there's a whole process that happens until you get there. The Ramban writes in this week's Parsha, the end, that really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world initially to have absolute harmony between man and nature, man and man, and man and animals. They're supposed to live in harmony. Then all of a sudden, Adam eats from the Eitz Hadas, and the Madrega of humanity comes crashing down. And what happens? There's a klala. And what does it say? Man in the earth. Aruah ha'adom avavurecha. But kotz v'dardar, tatzviyachach. You're going to plant, you're going to work. Chal tesei tzatzat. B'zeh sepecha tochalach. It's going to be a struggle. Human being and animals. Talks to the human being in the Nochash. She says, not only Nochash, all animals. There's a tension between many animals and human beings. There's a tension between animals and animals. There's tension within the animal kingdom. And there's tension within the human being. Between Adam and Chava, there's tension. The whole world came crashing down. And all the natural relationships that were supposed to be there went berserk. Lasid Lovo, when we're going to get back to that Madrega, human being and nature will be in harmony, human being in harmony, human being and animals will be in harmony, animals and animals will be in harmony. It'll be one harmonious relationship. So how do you begin that process? So that Rashi quotes the Torah's Kohanim through Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is that glue that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say it all the time in davening. In Birkat Kriya Shema, what do we say? Ava Rav Avtonu, Chem Lo Gadol, we say, Bavo Vosin Shabbat Cho Bucho. Our fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, had Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you taught them how to lead their lives. Teach us how to lead our lives. The more we understand the Avul Yira, that's going to bring us to Avas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem. Lehovenu Lahaskel. And then the greater the understanding, then we'll be dovak in mitzvahs. Then, what's going to be? We'll have a single-minded focus in Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. So that glue, that's going to connect us to that single-minded connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Begins with the three levels. We have to know what to do. We have to learn. And the deeper the understanding, the greater connection we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it has to begin with Limud HaTorah. So the first step to get to the final goal of Nesati Mishkoni B'Sochem, where does that begin with? The beginning. It's a medrash. The medrash says, and the pasuk va'aretz ha'sosohu va'vohu v'choshech al pnei sodom. So home. Ruach Elokim rachef al pnei amoy. There are four periods of history, the four Golias. Tohu, Vavohu, that's Choshech, that's Yovan, Tahom, that's Edom, and that's the Golias we're in now. It seems to go on and on. Tahom, it means, it seems there's no bottom, there's no top. And the Medrash in Parshas Vayetzi, Yaakov Avinu saw the Malachim coming up and down, Each Malchus had its rise and its fall. And so Edom was going up and up and up. It doesn't seem to stop. Edom is Rome, succeeded by Christianity. The center of Christianity was in Rome. Up and up, it doesn't stop. So Yaakov Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to stop, it's going to keep going. No, Mishom HaPilcha. He said, finally, Mishom HaRitcha. I'm going to bring them down finally. It's going to look as never-ending, and then boom, it's going to come down. That's Edom, is to home, like a bottomless pit. Ruach Elokim, said Ruach Hashem Mashiach, merachefes al pnei amayim. So then all of a sudden, when Rome is beginning to crumble, and Christianity is losing its power in the world like it once had, so Ruach Hashem Mashiach is hovering over Ne'amayim el Torah. It's Torah. Vayomer Elokim Yor, and that's Mashiach. So what is the Medrash saying? The same thing here. There's going to be a time in history when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to set up society, the Jewish society, in a way that let's prepare the ground for Mashiach. And what is going to be that thing that is going to set it in motion? And then, says Rashi. So what happens? Nature responds. The more we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Hashgacha Pratis is on our national basis. The more nature will respond, the more we bring harmony into this world. When Osna Aretz Yivul, there'll be plenty of food. And then, the more we learn Torah, and the more we bring, connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, and the more we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into this world. And that's our job. Our job is v'atem tiuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special people. We're his representative. Recently, Segula mikol am, his treasured nation. And that brings plenty. That brings Sati Shalom Baruch. Yishavtam lebetach, you'll have security. So it doesn't have security by fighter jets. Not talking about that. Not having security by tanks. Not having security by anything. What is it? We create the security in this country. How? By our bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the land. And then it keeps going and going and going. But there's a flip side. And that flip side. So what happens is, say, if you'll be Mechal Shabbos, it doesn't say that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give at a certain time, prior to the coming of Mashiach, an opportunity for Limud HaTorah in an incredible manner. There are those who are going to grab that opportunity. But, v'im lo tishmu li, you won't listen to me. Says Rashi. You omel the Torah to understand the Torah Shebal Peh. Rashi seems to say, what is Amelis B'Torah? Amelis B'Torah is Medrash Chachom. Understand, how do we connect HaKadosh Baruch? Lo koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael the Torah Shebal Peh. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the Torah Shenema al pi hadvarim ha'ela karate eschem brises Yisrael. Why? Why is the Torah Shebal Peh? It's interesting. Torah Shebal Peh is also to teach Goyim. Why is it also to teach Goyim Torah Shebal Peh? Because that is our unique thing that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Torah Sheba Peh has unique capacity. A person's mind is preoccupied with Torah. That connects them to HaKadosh Baruch. But when is your mind preoccupied? Or when you're busy just saying words? No. Your mind's preoccupied with Torah when you're trying to understand the hard tosas. You're trying to understand the hard tosas and the secrets of Chaim Reb Kiveger. Then your mind becomes preoccupied with Torah. That connects to HaKadosh Baruch. But if you have that opportunity and you refuse to take that opportunity, says Rashi, I'll give you the opportunity and you don't grab that opportunity. And that is, you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you really say, I don't care. If you don't learn, you're not going to do. And if you don't learn, and you don't care to take that opportunity, what happens? So that's all the people who hate all this Limud HaTorah that's going on. And you'll hate the Talmid Chachamim. And that sets everything in motion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what you're going to do. So then, disaster will follow. So, what is, especially as the Ramban explains it, what is, there are certain times in history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a lot of people an opportunity to learn Torah. And you take that opportunity, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into this world, and then nature responds, the world responds, this peace, this harmony. To the degree that we bring it in, it's not a yes or no. It happens by degrees. And if you don't take that opportunity, and you resent the people who have taken that opportunity, then you bring disaster into this world. We live in very frightening times. We live in a time that not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a Shefa Brocha to this world, there's unknown in human history. The ups, the wealth, the worldwide wealth. But he brought it to our tzibur. Didn't only bring Klal Yisrael a degree of wealth unknown in history. He brought to the tzibur of Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs an incredible wealth. And he gave a hesaurus over the past 50, 60 years of Limud HaTorah to an unbelievable degree. Things that you take for granted, you cannot imagine. I'm not saying 200 years ago. I said 50 years ago. Unimaginable. Opportunity to learn Torah and read the Hesoros people have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that to us. And he expects us to take advantage of that. And that's all part of preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. Three weeks from today, we're going to stand. Kriya Satorah in the morning is a Kabbalah Satorah. We're going to stand and we're Kabbalah the Torah all over again. And it's interesting. The Gemara writes that Bereishis, Befil HaTorah Shenikra Bereishis. When HaTorah Kadosh Baruch Hu went to Klal Yisrael and said, are you going to accept the Torah? So then, says, if you don't accept the Torah, there's no purpose to have a world. And when the whole world will collapse and have to begin all over again. Mora says, Gemara Shabbos. The purpose of this entire world is for Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah, be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative, and to learn Torah. But there's a Gemara, also a Gemara on Shabbos. Gemara says you don't do a dangerous operation right before Shavuos. Why not? Because just like 3,500 years ago, Kodesh Baruch Hu said before Kabbalah Satorah, I'll bring the world back to Tohu Vavohu. We are about to accept the Torah 3 weeks from today. If we accept it properly, the world continues. If you don't accept it properly, the world goes back to Tohu Vavohu. Morris says. I mean, it's not just a remembrance of something that happened 35 years. And accepting the Torah, that's why we read Parshas Bechukot Kol Sarai. And at a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the opportunity in an unprecedented way to limud HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah has to begin. That's the glue that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an ongoing way. And that's through that we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the world.